Welcome, members of the Council. I would like firstly to run through the housekeeping arrangements. Please turn off your mobile phones or turn them to silent. Thank you. We are not expecting any fire testing this evening, so if the alarms sound, please proceed to the nearest fire exits, which are situated at the rear of the Council chambers, as you will see. Councillors, I would firstly like to welcome Councillor Mary Draycott back again. Hello, Mary, and it's nice to see you there. And Councillor Hamilton, who were elected at the recent by-election in Loughborough, Hastings Ward, to their first meeting. Although for Councillor Draycott, as I said, it's her second. That is £5 to the Mayor's charity. That's a nice start. Notice I'm going to be smiling the whole way through. I would also like to take this opportunity to present Honorary Alderman Robert Shield with his official Alderman's Medallion and Certificate. I will now ask my chaplain, Reverend David Owen, to say some prayers.
A moment of quiet. In our quietness, we give thanks for the privilege and responsibility that leaders have. As we think of the responsibilities that we have, we are saddened when we think of the troubles that our politicians in national government are going through. We are reminded that there is universal agreement that the way to live is to treat other people as we would like to be treated ourselves. And we are challenged and encouraged to always bear this in mind when we speak to others. When we deal with them in any way, are we saying and what we are doing, would we like people to say those things to us? And would we like them to do those things to us? Jesus put it this way. He said we should love our neighbours as we love ourselves. And we are reminded that love is patient and love is kind. It is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It never fails. May we as leaders in this place love our neighbours in this way as we love ourselves. May we always treat other people as we would like to be treated. Amen.
Thank you, David. Item 2, apologies. We have apologies have been received from Councillor Murphy, Rawlings, Shepherd, Slater and Southerington, and also Councillor Grimley, and also Honorary Alderman Stott. If councillors have any other apologies from Councillor Huddleston as well, I've just received. If councillors have any other apologies, please press your buttons to indicate.
Councillor Savage.
Thank you. Thank you. Item 3. Thank you. Anybody else before I carry on? Yes, Ian. I've just done Grimley. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Thank you very much. Item 3, disclosure of pecuniary and personal interests. I call on the Chief Exec to report on disclosure of interest in business to be considered at this evening, at this meeting, which have already been made by councillors. I pass over to Chief Exec.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have a disclosure from Councillor Joel Meir on item number 13, which is a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council.
Councillors, please indicate by pressing your button whether you have any other interest to disclose in the business to be considered at this evening's meeting. Luke.
7-4, I'm a member of Carol Committee.
Ted.
I'm a member of the Carol Committee and also the Superintendent.
Councillor Fryer.
County Council, I'm also a member of the Carry Along Committee. And may I take this opportunity, Madam Mayor, I'm very sorry, but due to unforeseen circumstances, I have to leave by 8:10.
Okay.
8:10, rather. I'm very sorry.
That's fine. Councillor Poland.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The same as before, Leicestershire County Councillor and also a member of the Carry Along Committee.
Okay. Councillor Morgan.
Item 13, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Christine Radford.
Item 13, I haven't picked that up. Thank you.
Yes. Councillor Deborah Taylor.
Item 13 as a County Councillor, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Brenda Seaton.
Item 13 as a County Councillor. Thank
you. Okay. Is that it? Councillor Smith, you did make yours. Yes, you did. Thank you very much. Is that it now for... Yes? Are we? Thank you very much for that. Item 4. I move that the minutes of the meeting of the Council held on the 4th of September 2017 be confirmed and signed.
I second this, Madam Mayor.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? And those against? Any abstentions? That's unanimous. I always say anonymous. I can't say that word enough. Unanimous. You'll have to bear with me. Pardon? And anonymous as well, according to my Chief Exec here on my right. Item five. Sorry. Mayor's announcements. I would like to remind councillors that the Loughborough Armistice Day service will be held on Saturday the 11th of November and the annual Remembrance Sunday service on the 12th of November, both in Queen's Park, Loughborough. I would also like to inform councillors that the community carol service will be held on Wednesday the 20th of December at 7 p.m. at All Saints Holy Trinity Church, Steeple Row, Loughborough. It gives me great pleasure to inform you that the Council Environmental Protection Team, part of the regulatory service, were recently highly commended within the National Noise Abatement Society Awards 2017, known as the John Connell Awards. The team received their awards on Tuesday the 31st of October at a ceremony held at Westminster. It was to recognise their work to reduce the impact of noise for our residents from major events. Leaders' announcement. There are no leaders' announcement from at this present moment. 5.3, Chief Executive's announcement. I call on the Chief Executive to make his announcement.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no announcements, Madam Mayor.
Item 6, petitions. Are there any petitions to be presented? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Before I hand this petition into you, I'd just like to say, pass on my thanks to Mr Kovac and his team at the Glenfield Cardiac Hospital in Glenfield, which I attended quite recently. For their good work, that's why I'm here today. This petition, This was 342 signatures, which have been filled out quite recently and rapidly because of the... And a surprise to us, certainly myself and my fellow councillor in Shelthorpe, a shock to say that a piece of land which is about to be adopted, I think literally has just been adopted within days, is now proposed to be a cemetery. This is a cemetery in between something like just over 1,000 houses, and I think it's fairly clear to say that local residents are aggrieved at that because they've bought houses up there in that area, knowing that this area was going to be a recreational pitch. Not a football pitch, a recreational pitch. And suddenly we have a proposal coming forward to be a cemetery. I think it's fair to say that we are disingenuous to our local residents in that area in moving this proposal to a cemetery, and would like to challenge, and it's already had a call in for next week, so next week we will go back to SNB and talk about this in further detail.
Councillor, can I just stop you there just a second? Okay. Please, I would prefer you just to hand in the petition and then we will do it as appropriate.
Thank you. Your pause then.
As I stated, Councillor, the petition will be considered and responded to in accordance with the Council Petition Scheme. Thank you very much. Item 7.1, appointment of Leader of the Council. You'd get that on page B1. This item is on the agenda following the announcement of Councillor Slater stepping down as Leader of the Council with effect from today's meeting. I call on Councillor Boker to propose the item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. To fill the vacancy in the position of Leader of the Council, in accordance with the Local Government Act 2000 and Cabinet Procedure 10.1 of the Council's Constitution, I have great pleasure in moving that Councillor Morgan be appointed Leader of the Council for the remainder of the Council term 2015-16 to 2018-19.
I second this, Madam Mayor, and reserve my right to speak.
If any councillor would like to speak, please press your buttons. I call on, seeing there's no... Oh, Councillor Mia. Sorry, I didn't see that.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. An unexpected turn, but I want to place on record our group's thanks and my thanks to Councillor David Slater for the hard work that he's done for the Council over the last 7 years as Leader of the Council. And I think it's only fair that we put it on record as early as possible. I've had a good working relationship with him as Leader of the Opposition, and long may that continue with Councillor Morgan in place as well. The Labour Group is happy to work with anybody that will look after the most vulnerable in our borough, and we want to make sure that we have a fair and equitable society. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments, Joel. Thank you. As there's no further debate on it, may I ask Councillor Barclay to use his 3 minutes?
In the borough.
Yeah. I now call on Councillor Boker to sum up.
Voice as our new leader.
Thank you. I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Could I see those against? Could I see any abstentions? What do I do about that? The vote is carried for Councillor Morgan to be the leader of the. Item 7.2. Excuse me. Sorry. Thank you. Pay policy statement 2018-19 is on page C1. I call on Councillor Barker to propose this item.
The Council meets its obligations under Section 38 of the Localism Act 2011. I move that the pay policy statement for 2018-19, as set out in Annex A to the report considered by the Personnel Commitment attached in the Appendix, be approved and adopted.
Councillor Snod.
Madam Mayor, I second this and reserve my right.
If any councillor would like to speak, please press your buttons. Councillor Mia.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We have before us the pay policy statement for 2018 and 19, and in previous years what we've done, we've nodded it through, we've either agreed it or we've abstained to it. But I think it's time to make a stand for all our workers, all our employees, who've had either a pay freeze or just a 1% pay increase for near on 7, coming on 8 years now. And it's time for us to accept that going forward, maybe that's not acceptable anymore. 1% pay increase doesn't keep pace with inflation. And with interest rates rising last week, the cost of living is going up for everybody, but also our staff as well. And we should recognise that. And this pay policy statement doesn't recognise that. I think we should revisit it for our budget. But I think going forward in the new year, we'll be having this debate backwards and forwards of how we treat our staff. Pay is a big influence for them, and we don't want them to be demoralised, or we don't want them to leave our employment to seek employment elsewhere. We have some fantastic staff, and we should recognise that. And for that, the Labour Group won't be supporting this pay policy statement, because I think going forward, we'll be asking for a larger amount of pay increase than the Conservative administration there will be proposing. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
As there's no further members in the queue, could I ask Councillor Snow to do his review? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I find that quite a bit strange that we sat down at Personnel Committee, and at the time, the leader of the Labour Group was chairing that meeting. There was nothing said about that in terms of not happy with it. It went straight through to come to this council. So I find it a bit strange tonight to actually come here and find that there is some disagreement. And we all supported it at the Personnel Committee. I find it a bit strange again that we're not actually supporting it tonight. This is the seventh time that this has come since it had to come to the council. But it's always come through to personnel, and I think we've had a discussion about it, and it's always come through as nothing to report other than pressing it through to the council. The one thing that worries me always is that when we say something about we want to change things and there's 1% on whatever, we never actually say how we're going to achieve it and how we're going to look and say how we're going to finance it. And I really think that this is an opportunity to say that we have got to look not just at increasing and saying that we want more, but we've got to look how we actually look after our people as well. And it was said that we've got a long-serving people on staff here, and I think we've looked after them as much as we can through these hard times. So to me it just says that again the Labour Group are looking to say they want to change things, and I just feel that it's going to be difficult to actually do that. And also, if we're going to actually increase things, where is the money coming from? And it may be, at the end of the day, if we do things like this, it will actually impact on our working force and the numbers that we can actually employ at this council. So at the end of the day, I'm sure our finance man, when he stands up, will say a bit more about that. But it does actually say to me that it is very difficult to stand here tonight after it's gone through personnel with no problems whatsoever, and it comes
30 seconds,
and we can't support it fully as a council. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Barclay, would you like to do your summing up, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think this is a very fair pay and grading structure. It isn't for us to debate here. The Local Government Association negotiates the pay for the local government. We will leave it to them. We all value our staff, but making promises that can't be financed or will cause difficulties in our council isn't a wise move. I echo it's gone through personnel. We've looked at it. This is actually a pay policy and how we define it. It's fair, it's equitable, and it actually, if you read the whole thing, it's very logical. But as it regards negotiating pay increases, I'm sure all our staff, well, they are valued. I know I value them, and I know my colleagues do. But I'd like everybody to have a pay rise. I'd like the world to be a lot fairer place. But just blandly standing up and shaking these things without any thought or rationale, and especially somebody who's on the personnel committee, didn't take the opportunity to put forward, and it's, as usual, anything that comes forward from the Labour Party is uncosted, unrealistic, and unachievable. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Barclay. I would now put the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? That's carried. Right, item 7.3. I'm going to read out a proviso here, which I've been asked to do. Since there are two separate appointments, it has been decided to deal with each appointment separately, and this will be present for future appointments of this type. So, in actual fact, any further appointments like this will be appointed like this. So, I call on Councillor Gaskill to propose the item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. To fill two vacancies on the Members' Conduct Committee, which provide the opportunity for parish town councillors to contribute to the work of the committee. As chair of that committee, I feel that I ought to explain, for the benefit of you all, and particularly for new members, how these appointments were determined. In accordance with the Constitution, for the MCC to be quorate, it requires three borough councils to be present. For these interviews, it consisted of Councillor Tassel, Councillor Bentley, and I. We were accompanied and advised by Karen Widdowson, the Deputy Monitoring Officer. Prior to the meeting, the officers had circulated to the clerks of all town councils and all parish councils in Charnwood a request that they seek to identify members from their councils who might be suitable to fill these two vacancies presently available on the MCC. Five individuals responded, two of whom subsequently withdrew their application. We interviewed the three remaining candidates. In consequence of that, I move that Councillor Dennis Marchant, a member of the Quorn Parish Council, be appointed as non-voting co-opted parish member of the Member Conduct Committee until 29th of June 2019, or until he ceases to be a parish town councillor, whichever is the sooner. Thank you.
I second that, Madam Mayor, and I reserve my rights to speak.
If any councillor would like to speak, please press your button. As there's no people in the queue, may I ask the seconder to do whatever it's wrong.
I have no further comments to make, Madam Chair.
You see, I'm chair now. Don't worry about it. That's all right. That's all right. I just had a senior moment there. Thank you. Councillor Gaskell, would you like to do a sum up, please, on this one?
Yes, I therefore unhesitatingly ask that this council confirms this. Thank you.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see those in favour of appointment of Dennis Marshan, member of Quorn Parish Council? Yes. Those against? Those abstaining? That's been carried. I now call on Councillor Gaskell to move for the next member. Please. Councillor Duffy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that Councillor Cathy Duffy, a member of the East Goscote Parish Council, be appointed as non-voting co-opted parish member of the Member Conduct Committee until the 29th of June 2019, or until she ceases to be a parish town councillor, whichever is the sooner.
Second this, Madam Mayor, and reserve my rights to speak.
If any member wishes to press the button, please, to comment. Right. Councillor Mercer.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would oppose the appointment of Cathy Duffy because until very recently she was a member of the British National Party, and she wasn't just an ordinary member of the BNP. She stood for Westminster, she stood for Charnwood, and she was selected as one of their European candidates. And I accept that people can change their views. One of the most prominent supporters of the Labour Party, Ricky Tomlinson, for instance, used to be a member of the National Front, and I accept that he has changed his views. But that takes a period of time. I would also, Madam Mayor, defend anybody's right to stand and anybody's right to vote for anybody. But I would also defend my right not to actually vote for somebody who so recently has left an extreme right-wing party. And therefore, I am opposing this. And I'd like to request a named vote, if somebody will second me, if that's appropriate.
I second
it. Right. Councillor Tillerson.
It's not often that I agree with Councillor Mercer, but I do. So I'll be voting against this as well.
Sorry about this. I've had a proposal and a second on a name vote. May I have a say all in favour of this? No, they don't.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, okay. I'm confused myself. I'm being confused off here. Okay. Councillor Radford.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think that we should go along with the Members' Conduct Committee with who they selected. I have no problem with whatever member of the whatever group or political party somebody was in. I know in Chepshed we have to work with all parties and what have you, and I shall be supporting this the membership. Thank you.
Right, can I pass over to my chief? Councillor Morgan.
Just one point on this, Madam Mayor. I think it's fair to say that everyone has a particular view on this issue, possibly, but as such, I would suggest that this is a free vote. Thank you.
Right. I've been advised by my chief exec. Now we just go to the vote. May I have a seconder for the lead? Yes. Okay. I'll get it right in a minute. Councillor Tassel, you have served the, you've reserved your right to speak. Do you wish to?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This puts Councillor Gaskell and myself into a very, very awkward position. We interviewed this lady, I won't call her a lady, this female, and we found that she was ideal for the position. She had done her homework. She'd done everything right. We couldn't find anything, and because of the fact that two of the people that put up, two of the parish councillors that put up for this withdrew, it left us with only three. Out of the three, there was Mr. Marchant and Mrs. Duffy, who were ideal for the job. It puts us in a very, very difficult position now, because we have got to vote for her, whether we like it or not, because we have put this through. Thank you.
Councillor Gaskell, would you like to sum up?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think what has just been said says everything. The first question we asked Mrs. Duffy was what her allegiance is now when it comes to the BNP, and we were assured that she had finished totally with the BNP. So I have no hesitation at all in recommending her for this position. Thank you.
Councillor Renata Jones.
Sorry. No.
Point of order, okay.
Oh, God, I don't think it's going to work. it was just to clarify whether we are accepting the recommendation of the panel as a point of order, because when I went through this process as a parish town council member to the member conduct committee, the offer of employment, as it were, was subject to acceptance by full council. So if it is a voting process to be the acceptance to, that's the point of clarification, point of order, if that's allowed.
I just wish to discuss this with my officers. I've been advised that the appointments is subject to full council, which we are doing tonight. So we're actually now going into the name vote, which has been actually done. Okay? Right? Okay. Thank you. Right, I hand over to my chief exec.
Okay, do you want to remind everybody what they're voting for?
Would you like me to remind you what you're voting for, or are you happy?
Councillor Barclay. Against. Councillor Bebbington.
For.
Councillor Bentley.
Against.
Councillor Boker.
For.
Councillor Bradshaw.
Against.
Councillor Brooks.
Against.
Councillor Campbell.
For.
Councillor Capleton. Councillor Cooper.
Against.
Councillor Draycott.
Against.
Councillor Forrest.
Against.
Councillor Fryer.
Against.
Councillor Gaskell.
For.
Councillor Gerrard.
Against.
Councillor Hatcham. Councillor Haji Nicolaou. Councillor Hamilton. Councillor Harper Davis. Councillor Christine Harris. Councillor Keith Harris. Councillor Hayes.
Abstain.
Councillor Huddleston.
Apologies.
Oh, sorry. Councillor Jones. Councillor Dukes.
Four.
Councillor Lowe.
Four.
Councillor Mercer. Councillor Mayer. Councillor Morgan. Councillor Pacey. Councillor Page. Councillor Paling. Councillor Parsons. Councillor Parton. Councillor Poland. Councillor Radford. Councillor Ranson. Councillor Savage. Oops. Okay. Councillor Seaton. Councillor Smidowitz. Councillor Smith. Councillor Snart. Councillor Tassel. Councillor Taylor.
Against.
Councillor Tillotson.
Against.
And Councillor Vardy.
Against.
Can
you just change by the support rather than against?
Can I check, please? Is that possible?
Do I do it? If you wish to tell people about this,
you can do that. Okay. Right. There are 16 for, 23 against, and 4 abstentions. So the motion is lost. Move on to item 7.4, amendment to the capital plan, Carillion Tower restoration. You'll get this on page E1. I call on Councillor Barclay to propose this item.
Madam Mayor, to enable a programme of restoration works to be progressed ahead of a funding decision by the War Memorial Trust, to allow works to progress as the War Memorial Trust funding, if secured, is paid retrospectively after completion of the works, and if grant support is not obtained, to pay for the full restoration works of the Carillion Tower. I move that a scheme for the restoration of the Carillion Tower be added to the capital plan at the funding of 282,000 funded from capital receipts be allocated to this scheme.
Sorry, my voice is gone. I second this, Madam Mayor, and I reserve my right.
If there are any councillors who would like to speak, please press your buttons. I call on Councillor Forrest to speak.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I hope the silence indicates support all around this chamber for this very important project. It is unfortunate the War Memorial Trust pays up retrospectively, so we have to have the money in the bank before we can start this work. And no one in this room needs me to remind them of the wonderful building that the Carillion is, and remembering that 2018 will mark the 100th anniversary of the First World War, and this is an important building that is an essential part of Loughborough and indeed Charnwood's history and heritage. So I hope, as I say, the deafening silence means a full endorsement of this motion. Thank you.
I call on Councillor Barclay to sum up.
Thank you. I echo Councillor Forrest's view. I mean, obviously, this is an iconic memorial to those who sacrificed their lives, and it's our privilege and duty to maintain this great memorial so that future generations are reminded of the sacrifice people made for us so we can be here and live in democracy. Now, on a less emotional note, we'll probably get 211,000 of it back. So I'm very much hoping, but whether we do or not, we should vote for this.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? That's carried. Item 8, call-in references. There are no call-in references from scrutiny. Item 9, position statements. No requests for position statements have been received. Item 10, motions on notice. No motions on notice have been received. Item 11, question on notice. As a reminder, the questions that councillors have submitted and the answers to them are on the orange sheets. I will call on those councillors who have indicated that they wish to ask a supplementary question or make a statement. There will be 2 minutes to ask their supplementary question and or stroke make their statement, and the councillor responding will be able to speak up to 2 minutes. Item 11.1, family living in one-bedroom accommodation. Councillor Tillerson, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Thank you. When I asked this question, I really hoped that the answer would be in single figures, but no. We're told that the council knows of 30 families with one or more children in council housing that have only got one bedroom. And all we can say that we're doing to rehouse them to more suitable accommodation is to state that the majority are on the transfer list. I know due to right to buy that the Charnwood doesn't have enough family homes available to meet demand. And it saddens me that lack of proactivity in buying back homes when former tenants choose to sell has allowed the problem to worsen. As I understand it, the regulations limiting council's ability to build more homes has been relaxed. So when will this council take advantage of this and begin once again to build family homes? I do hope, if I ask this question again in 12 months' time, I will be told the number has reduced
and this reduction is because the council has rehoused them, not because they've lost faith in the council and have gone into the private rented sector. Will the lead member please ensure if any of these families take themselves off the list, we endeavour to find out why. We must begin to tackle this problem. Every family deserves a decent home. Thank you.
Councillor Mercer, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think with respect to Councillor Tillotson, we need to put this in perspective, and I need to apologise for a slight mistake in the answer. This afternoon, it took a long time to actually dig these figures out because every file had to be looked at separately. But having looked at it more closely, what it transpires is that, yes, absolutely, 30 of our council tenants are currently living in one-bedroom accommodation. Now, let's put that in context. First of all, that's actually 0.5% of the total of the 5,642 properties. But not one single one of those council tenants went into one of those one-bedroom properties as a family. They all went in as single people or couples and had a child. And that is always going to happen. There will always be a certain proportion of women who live in one-bedroom accommodation getting pregnant. And we can't help that. But of the majority of those, of the 26 of the 30, they've, and remarkably four of them would prefer to stay in that one-bedroom accommodation, they've actually gone on the transfer list and will ultimately be housed in more appropriate accommodation. But it's a snapshot, and by all means, come back in a year's time and let's see. But I think perhaps a better question would be to ask how long have they been in that accommodation, because it's a constantly changing situation. So far as social housing stock, well, the figure goes up every year. We're now at 8,989 properties. So we're actually housing more people, and I accept it's a growing problem. But I do reject the suggestion that we're being irresponsible over not trying to ensure that we don't have families in one-bedroom accommodation. Thank you.
Item 11.2, use of glyphosate herbicides by the council. Council, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make a statement?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just like to thank the leading member for the reply. And I'm very encouraged to read that the council only uses glyphosates very sparingly around our children's play areas and wildlife sites, and is actively looking at less dangerous and healthier options and methods of weed control in the future. Thank you very much.
Councillor Harper-Davis, would you like to respond?
I have nothing further to add, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Eleven point three, involvement of councillors in decision affecting Loughborough. Councillor Haken, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
I welcome the leader of the council's response to this. He too represents a Loughborough ward like me. I think he realises, with the help of the cabinet as well, that there needs to be an increased formal involvement by town councillors on this issue. The other fact is I found it hypocritical that even though every single member of the opposition represents a Loughborough borough, not one of them attended the development event on Friday, this Friday just gone, regarding the Enterprise Park and Charnwood campus. They complain themselves about non-attendance but don't attend themselves. Surely they should be, especially as Loughborough borough councillors. And there are some who argue that...
Excuse me.
His criticism of our side go one way, or can Councillor Hatcham, whose involvement of Councillor Intergement, did he actually come to the meeting of Loughborough Special Rates? Was he present? Because he's asking the question about it. Answer that question, please.
Excuse me, Councillor Haken, can I just make a statement from my advisor here? Apparently, according to Adrian Ward, that is it clarity that no, all he's wanting is clarity of no Labour councillors going to the actual venue, yes? You see? Yeah, I'll leave it to.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. A point of personal explanation is if a councillor believes that an incorrect factual statement has been made about them or their conduct. So I think Councillor Hashem said that no Labour councillors attended the event last week. So unless that's a factually incorrect statement, I don't believe it's an issue for a point of personal explanation.
Can we actually just get on with the business in hand? Please let me get on with the business. Thank you. Councillor Hakem, can you go on, please?
There are some who argue that the solution is a town council, but my concern over this idea is it would end up costing taxpayers a considerable amount of money in return for relatively little. I look forward to the report, which is going to be drafted, if possible. The League member mentions the Constitution. So if that report is put to next council, then I look forward to that. And thank you very much.
Councillor Morgan, would you like to respond?
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor, and thank you very much, Councillor. Apologies that my back is turned to you. I'll try and swivel as much as I can. You cover a very important point, which is actually about how we deal with all matters within this borough. We have currently had I would describe it probably as an in-between way of actually listening to the concerns of those of us who represent Loughborough wards. What we seek to try and do is actually formalise that in a more coherent way, similar maybe to some of the adjacent boroughs to us, such as Melton or North West Leicestershire, to try and come up with something that actually is a slightly more formal way of getting the clarity that we seek from Loughborough councillors. As far as the other reference to the event on Friday, I have to say it was hugely educational to actually go around Charnwood campus. It is an area having gone through a huge amount of change over the last 10 years from being a thriving centre for AZ to the huge loss of jobs and income to our area when AZ decided to close the site. But to actually see it now, reborn as Charnwood Campus, a life sciences opportunity zone, part of the enterprise zone here in Loughborough, I have to say it was an extraordinarily enlightening afternoon.
30 seconds.
So I'd recommend all councillors the opportunity to see it at their pleasure. But certainly for those of us that attended, very educational, and thank you for mentioning it. Thank you.
Item 11.4, meeting participation by video conference. Councillor Jones, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Thank you, Mayor. Whilst I thank my colleague for this response, I fear it sadly doesn't quite answer the key element of the question as to whether the Council will commit to facilitating this or not. And I'm glad to read it would be possible, however concerned by the lack of commitment to actually do it within and some of the related rationale given. Whilst I respect it may not come with voting privileges and would still be a progressive move, and for those unable to physically be present, such video conferencing would still allow that wider participation. I reiterate, we are all under the obligation to support such transparency and openness under the principles of public life, and this move would support those, further enabling all elected voices to be heard, regardless of challenges of incapacity or simply physical geography. Whilst I respect Council IT support staff may not be contracted to work outside of office hours, other Council officers support current IT needs at meetings, such as democratic services supporting microphones, sound relay, projection equipment. We have a dedicated on-site IT team. We have our own website to facilitate publication. Video conferencing was first used in 2006, so as a technology now well over a decade old, it's hardly emerging or thus premium rate, so I fail to see that it would come at an exorbitant cost to facilitate, and I'd like to see actual research costings rather than that quoted as a vague, not costed, potential excuse for non-delivery. Indeed, by way of relay from cameras in our towns and villages far and wide, we provide a CCTV monitoring control room for our entire borough. It does not, therefore, seem to me outside...
Councillor Jones, 30 seconds.
Thank you. To facilitate, perhaps even using equipment already available, spare, in-house, delivering by simple redeployment. So I reiterate my key question. Will this council now commit to supporting and delivering video conferencing and webcasting?
Councillor Poland, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, Councillor Jones, for your question. I've got the same problem with Jonathan. I've got your back to you. I'm not being rude, honestly. At the moment, we don't have any plans to introduce video conferencing for councillors. There's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, the cost. And knowing the answer that I gave you to your question, we don't go into specifics. I did ask officers for estimates.
Councillor Paulin, sorry, but may you speak into the microphone, please? I know it's very disjointing, but I'm sorry, I'm not telling you what.
Okay. I'm messing the mayor. Okie doke. Apologies to members and to you, Mayor. At the moment, we don't have any plans to introduce video conferencing for meetings. Given members cannot be counted as being in attendance at meetings they video conference into, nor can members vote in such circumstances, the initial costs look prohibitive. I requested an estimated costs of introducing this from officers, and the estimates I got back were as follows. £2,500 for video conferencing equipment capable of doing the job. Basic webcasting equipment in the Preston room would be £3,000 or thereabouts. Technical support for equipment would be approximately £50 a meeting or £4,000 a year. And an estimated initial cost of nearly £10,000, there would have to be a significant demand
30 seconds.
From members in order to have this facility. In addition to this, we would have to look at various procedural things, such as could a chairman video conference in? Would a member have to declare an interest at such a meeting, given they're not technically be there? So at the moment, this is not something we're planning to do. But if the law changes, if the technology becomes significantly cheaper, or the demand increases for
thank
members,
you, Doctor, thank
we
can you.
Look at it again.
Item 11.5, repurchase of former council properties by the council. Councillor Bradshaw, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Yes, please, Madam Mayor. First of all, thank you for the reply. I'm very pleased to see that following my motion on notice at the last full council meeting, that prior to this, some information about the buying back of former council properties was published on the Charnwood website. Following your response tonight, I would therefore like to ask if officers are aware when a property comes up for sale within the 10-year period or whether they depend on information volunteered by neighbours or other third parties. And secondly, could the lead member confirm how many sales have actually been acted upon? Thank you for the attention and reply to the questions.
Councillor Mercer, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The answer to the question is that when a former council property is sold, it's actually the solicitor doing the conveyancing will draw the attention of the person selling it to the fact that they have a legal obligation to offer it back to the council. So it doesn't really matter what the officers do in a proactive, to use a horrible word, way. It does actually happen full stop. They have a legal obligation to do it. So however much we promote it, it's just a waste of time. I do not have that figure in front of me because you didn't ask for that figure beforehand. But as I recall, relatively few, as I explained in response to your notice on motion last time, very few of the properties that are coming up at the moment are appropriate to purchase because what we're looking for is two-bedroomed houses, not one-bedroomed flats out of the villages, and we want them in Loughborough. That's where the demand is. There's no point in buying council properties if we actually have no use for them. But certainly I'll get back to you with the precise figure. And absolutely, I thank you for drawing that to our attention last time, and it was an oversight that wasn't on the website, but there is now a document which can be downloaded which explains in more detail to people who are selling their council properties about their obligations. But I stand by what the officers have done. I don't think there's any need for them to waste their time promoting something which people are reminded of by their solicitors anyway. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
11.6, resident safety when seeking tradespeople. Councillor Bradshaw, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Yes, please, Madam Mayor. Thank you for the reply. I appreciate that Charnwood Borough Council advises residents accordingly and has relevant links and contacts on the website. However, following conversation with both residents on my ward, Loughborough Ashby, and other wards in Loughborough, like me, they feel that some kind of reputable tradespeople directory would be extremely useful for residents all over the borough. Let me tell you about how proactive one borough has been. So, for example, in Blackpool, they have a safe and secure directory. The safe and secure directory has been developed by Trading Standards in partnership with Care and Repair, Age Concern Blackpool and Blackpool Police. It has been designed to provide the residents of Blackpool with confidence when employing tradespeople for jobs. All of the traders and their directory have been vetted by Trading Standards and the police and have all agreed to abide by the code of practice to treat them fairly. Therefore, I respectfully request that Charnwood Borough Council looks into this and hopefully provide the residents of Charnwood Borough the safety they deserve when looking around for tradespeople. Thank you.
Councillor Page, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. At the moment, I don't want to say too much. I think you've just raised a very valid point there, which I think should be put to our officers, and we'll see what they come up with. Otherwise, the answer to your question is in my answer to you. Thank you very much.
11.7, update on Southfields Park renovation. Councillor Parton, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Madam Mayor, in the league table of Charnwood Parks on Google Reviews, Southfields Park is languishing at the bottom of the table. And its reviewers, like the skate park, and that's pretty much that. You can ask later who is top of the league. And like any football team knows, to get out of relegation takes three things. A vision, a plan, an action. A vision. Southfields Park. Safer, successful, shouts of children and ball games. A plan. In 2014, 15, 16 and 17, many attempts at consultations. So a plan for progress, prosperity, participation. Action to be delivered in 18-19. Future is always comfortable, but what will we do tomorrow about it? And Councillor Mercer, the residents and I are ready and willing to help tomorrow. Now, unfortunately, type Southfields Park into Google and the first search that comes up is Man Tackles Street Robber. But this council will take action and it won't allow this behaviour to continue. Have a vision, a plan...
30 seconds, Councillor Parton.
And just imagine the safety, the smiles and the swings, because it's time to pull this sleeping giant out of the Charnwood Parks relegation zone.
Councillor Bolker, do you wish to respond?
Thank you for your question, Councillor Parton. I take on board your concerns about vision, plan, action, and I will duly get the detail for you on what we plan to do in 2018-19. And hopefully it is vision, plan, action.
Item 12, minute reference. There are no minute references. Item 13. Urgent executive decision exempt from call-in, page F1. This is a report to inform the Council of a decision taken by the Cabinet regarding a participation in a pilot scheme for 100% business rate retention that was exempt from call-in. If any councillors would like to ask a question on this item, please indicate your wish to do so by pressing your button. Councillor Hayes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Reading through the documentation, I understand it's already a done deal. You've already made that decision. But I think there's a couple of things worth raising, not from a negative, but more of a positive. I personally think new ideas, new visions, this is £45 million worth of 100% of our tax, and it's a new way of looking at it, etc. I think the overall vision is good, and it's worth exploring.
Excuse me, Councillor Hayes, what's your question?
Pardon?
What is the question?
My question is three things, really, part of the same one. My question is, one, we really don't know the full facts of what we're getting into, and what accountability will be placed on the strategic director who will be responsible for this. My second question would be, is there any feedback with regard to Capita, because Capita's arrangements, the way the collection of the tax may change, and is there any feedback to that? Thank you.
Councillor Morgan, would you like to respond, please?
Sorry, Madam Mayor, I was Councillor Barclay was trying to persuade me that I was much, much better at answering this than he would be, which I very much doubt. As far as the points that you raised, Councillor Hayes, I think we'll get back to you. This is clearly quite a new step for us as an authority, and is in collaboration with many other authorities across Leicestershire as well. So it's not just us acting alone, and I think it's important that we actually get the right answer to you. Thank you.
You also may ask the relevant member of the Cabinet to answer it as well, if you wish. Item 14, change to the membership of the Cabinet and delegation of executive functions, page G1. There are two reports for this item. The first is a report to inform the Council of changes to the delegation of executive function of officers, page G1. The second report is the supplementary report printed on the green sheets circulated around the chambers informing the Council of change to the membership of the Council. If any councillor would like to ask a question on this item, please indicate your wish to do so by pressing your button. Councillor Mayer.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Apologies that I wasn't available to exempt this from calling. I didn't get back to the offices in time, but in retrospect, I have done so. But my question is this. There's £350,000, so I'm sticking to the first part of the item, Madam Mayor, available to acquire additional HRA properties in the council, which all sounds quite good. But if you read the first part, it says we've sold 141 council houses. In anybody's maths, 141 to be replaced by 3 is less social housing available for our tenants. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I will actually ask the leader, Councillor Morgan, to actually respond, if he can do so.
Nominating the lead for.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think, as I explained earlier, the amount of social housing that is available has actually reached a high of 8,989. And so far as actually selling council properties, we don't actually have an obligation as to whether we allow that to take place or not. So it's not something that we can alter, but what we can do is congratulate ourselves on the fact that there are now more social housing out there than there has been in previous years. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Item 15, appointment to... appointment to committees. The supplementary report printed on the pink sheets circulated around the chamber set out changes to appointments to committees for the current council year 2017-18. Councillor Morgan, I move that... I move that the change of the committees appointed set out in the supplementary report. Councillor Morgan, can you actually? I'm reading you a bit for you. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, thank you very much for becoming leader already. Leader and mayor in one go. I think that's called an executive mayor, but thank you very much. Madam Mayor, I move that the changes to committee appointments set out in the supplementary report of the Chief Executive be approved.
Madam Mayor, I second that.
And I've got it right this time. If any councillors would like to speak, please press your button. Councillor Mayor.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to welcome Councillor Draycott back to the council and welcome Councillor Hamilton back to on his first election in Hastings Ward. I just wanted to put that on record. Thank you.
Councillor Barkley, do you wish to speak? That's the seconded. Councillor Morgan, would you like to sum up?
Madam Mayor, nothing else to add. Thank you.
I now put the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? One. Thank you. That's carried. Yes. Yes, please clarify, please.
Sorry, apologies, Councillor. I appreciate this looks a bit odd. and in fact, I've just received a text from Councillor Slater saying that he's enjoying his gin and tonic by the pool on holiday, which I have to say on he deserves it. And I saw him on Thursday night just before he disappeared off. And I haven't looked at such a relaxed individual in a long, long time. So he certainly deserves his holiday. But one of the ways that we could actually, because of the short time involved, one of the only ways that we could actually, working with the officers, of getting everything done in the right order, was to effectively allow Councillor Slater to actually create the new post and the new cabinet under his delegated decision.
Come on, please, Leader.
Sorry, apologies, Madam Mayor. To create the structure before he ceased to be leader. So, unfortunately, two or three people have always already pointed out that it states that Councillor Slater is still the leader, but he actually resigned about a minute past 6 o'clock. I think somewhere in the Chief Exec's pocket there is a letter stating his resignation. I sincerely hope so anyway. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Right, now, before we close business, I have got a request from Councillor Southerington, who, bless him, is not here this evening. I was very honoured to go out to Anstey Nomads grounds a couple of weeks ago, and he presented me with a beanie hat, and I said I would put it on, and he is going to give a donation to my mayoral funds. More to the disgust of my officers. Now I've ruined the hair. Right. Thank you for that. Close of business. The next council meeting is on Monday the 22nd of January 2018, and the deadline for questions on notice and motion on notice for consideration at that meeting is Friday the 12th of January by 12 noon. And can I actually wish you all a happy Christmas and a very, very happy and prosperous new year to all of you. Thank you. Don't get too drunk.